and welcome to the first edition of Inside Ben Davis Basketball of the 2016-17 basketball season. I'm John Easter. On this program, you'll find out the latest about the Ben Davis basketball giants on both the boys and the girls' side through interviews with coaches from both teams. And on this episode, we start with the head coach of the boys' basketball team, Coach Mark James. I sat down with him earlier this week. Coach James, how are you? Great, great. Survived the first game of the year against the Northwest Pioneers. Talk a little bit about that game.
Well, I thought we shot the ball extremely well. Shared the ball really well on offense. We played, 10 kids. And I thought that overall, for the first game, kids did a really nice job. Northwest was young. They weren't as athletic as we were wanting them to be or hoped that they would be. New coach, new program. I think he's doing a good job. They just, like I said, they were playing freshmen against us, and that's hard. But they competed well, made it interesting, and we had to work for some things. Out of the game, probably it became glaring that we aren't boxing out very well, and our defense isn't near any place where it should be. So that's sort of our biggest concern going into this coming weekend, is we can't play with the same lack of intensity on defense and boxing out. Those are huge against Pike always.
As you've coached now, I think, this is what, your sixth year at Ben Davis?
Yes.
Then over time as a head coach, have you noticed any difference in the ways young people play defense? Because I know maybe 5 or 6 years ago we talked, maybe the defense would be ahead of the offense.
Yes.
But is it different these days?
No, we would prefer for the defense to be the offense right now. I'm really sitting on a chair right now, and you're sitting on needles, because normally our teams are really pretty sound defensively, and this team right now we're struggling with that. I mean, that's okay. I mean, that's something we have to work at. We probably are the most skilled offensive team I've had since I've been here at Ben Davis. I mean, we've got some guys that can really shoot it. If you're at the game the other day, it's like we haven't had guys like that here. But defensively, we just it's sort of like we do what's convenient on defense. I don't know if it's because of I know what it is. It's lack of focus and paying attention to details. Defense is accountability. You have to move every time the ball moves. You have to see your man, see the ball all the time. You have to be really concentrating and focused on what you're doing. And we have a group of guys right now that are just struggling with that part of the game. The game is all mental. People don't understand. It's if you're mentally into it, you can get a lot of things done. And if you're not mentally into it, that's when you lose your confidence on offense. And on defense, you just don't execute well. And in our league, offense sells tickets. But if you look at Lawrence North Shore, I think it was 47-35 against Park Tudor. I mean, they're really good teams in the area. They're going to defend you really well, and we hope to be one of those teams. It's just as right now, that's an area we really, 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 really need to improve upon.
Of course, you get a tough weekend coming up for you on Friday night, which is, I think, as we air this, will be tonight. You take on the Pike Red Devils, and then tomorrow night you get the Southport Cardinals. So talk about that 1-2 punch.
Well, they playing a conference game, second game of the season is tough. I don't care when you do it, who it is, that's hard. But can't complain about it. You just go out and play. But these two teams are different type of teams than we were last year, just as we are. Every team is every year. But they've lost the Scruggs kid left Southport to go to prep school, and the Roberts kid left Pike to go to. So their teams are different. They're more team-oriented. They're less individual-oriented. There's not one guy going to come out and get you. And I think down the road, that's going to make their teams probably a little bit better. Pike's trying to play 13 kids. They're all real athletic. Get them on the floor. They got a couple kids that can shoot it real well. Southport's the same way. They're sort of looking for an identity right now, just as I think everybody does early in the year. But their identities for both their teams are going to be a lot different. I think both teams are making a much more conscientious effort to play defense and do team type of things and not rely so much on athletic ability as they have in the past. And that's going to make it for a very interesting weekend for us. When I watch game film and watch Pike and Southport play, and we feel as a coaching staff they're boxing out better than we are right now, red flags are up all over our locker room. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. So, and I'm not complaining about our kids. I'm just saying this is who we are, where we're at right now. We can correct this maybe overnight, but through the week, these are the things we've discussed. I mean, we can't get beat on the bank boards, and, you know, offense sells tickets, defense wins games, but rebounds win championships. If you don't defend a rebound, I don't care what level you're in, you're going to struggle. And that's what we've been talking to the kids quite a bit about this week.
One final question for you, Coach. As you play these back-to-back games in high school where you go in on a Friday night and then you have to come back on a Saturday night, how tough is that to prepare?
We always try to prepare just for the Friday game. All our conference games are on Fridays for that reason. We prepare mainly for that. When it's hard is when you play one team that's going to be mainly man-to-man and run up down the floor and shoot real quick. You're going to play another team that's going to be all zone. It's hard to work on both early in the year. That down the road, it's not such an issue. But for the first month of the season, it's pretty hard to just get them to do different things because you don't have enough practice time, it doesn't seem like, to work on all the skills and the drills and anything you need to do so you can make your reads and know what's going on. So that'll be a good test for our kids this weekend in that we're going to play a Friday night team. It's very athletic. They're going man-to-man you, pressure the ball over the floor. Every pass is going to be hard. Then we're going to play Saturday night team at zones and traps. And it's still hard, but it's hard in a different way. Like I said, mental preparation is the biggest thing for this team this year. I really like the kids. If they mentally get into what we're trying to do and play as a team, as not so much as individuals, I think that's always the team chemistry issue in basketball every year. And if they're willing to give it themselves, I think we have a lot of fun.
All right, Coach.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, bud.
And now we turn to the other side of things with the Ben Davis girls basketball team. The Lady Giants are off to a great 7-1 start under Coach Joe Lentz, and Corey Verving had a chance to sit down with Coach Lentz earlier this week.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Coach Lentz sit down. I'm your host, Corey Verving, being joined by the main man himself, Coach Lentz. How you doing, Coach?
Fine, Corey. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Last time out, the Lady Giants defeated the Lawrence Central Bears in emphatic fashion, 63-25. Tell us about that game, Coach.
Well, we got off to a great start, and we shot well. Definitely played defense well, created 32 turnovers for the whole game, and they had, like, I think 12 or 13 of them in the first quarter and allowed us some easy buckets, and we gained some confidence, played hard, and continued to play hard through the whole game.
Well, now, Coach, next time out, you take on the other Lawrence school. You take on the Lawrence North Wildcats. Last year, I think that game went into overtime, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Is it going to be much different?
Well, I hope if it goes overtime, I hope we can pull it out this time. They're really good. And they're one of the, I would say right now, definitely the elite teams. Just last night, they beat Carmel at Carmel, and Carmel this week is ranked number one in the state, beat them by 10. So they're going to be a load. We knew they were going to be a load even before last night. They have an outstanding super point guard in Destiny Perkins. She's being recruited pretty heavily by a lot of big-time schools. And, it's just going to be a load for us as they got a lot of talent everywhere. We have a lot of talent, too. They're probably more experienced. But, I like the way we're playing. I like the way we're getting better. It'd be a great test for us to try to find out exactly where we are.
Well, you know, Coach, what do you think the keys are for beating that Lawrence North team? Because, like you said, they're one of the elite teams in the state. How do you go about beating them?
If we can control Perkins at all, keep her from penetrating and dishing to their shooters, and keep them off the boards, then we should very definitely be in the ball game all the way. Those are probably the two most important keys.
Well, then right after that, it's probably one of the biggest competitions you'll be in all season. It's the Marion County Tournament. You guys open up in round one against Speedway. What do you know about the Sparkbloods, Coach?
And I don't know a whole lot yet. We've got some reports and information on them, but I haven't really looked at it and won't until after the Lawrence North game.
How far do you think you can get in this tournament?
I think we are in a position where we could easily, I don't know about easily, but we could get to Saturday's semifinals, and if we're playing well, we got a chance to get into the final game.
Which teams on the side of your bracket in that tournament worry you most?
Southport and Roncalli, quite frankly. They're and Lawrence Central. I know that sounds weird after we beat them so easily Saturday night, but playing somebody within a week and a half of beating them pretty badly is usually, not a good sign. It's like kids tend to overlook opponents like that. I know 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I'm sorry, 3 years ago, we beat Lawrence Central at Lawrence Central by 32 and then turned around and had to play them in the county tournament and only won that one in overtime by two. It was a dramatic turnaround because our kids just weren't, you know, taking them seriously.
Well, now, on the flip side of things, what team on the other side of the bracket scares you?
Lawrence North, North Central.
So all the elite teams that you're talking about
Pike,
earlier.
And Warren Central, they thought they might be able to get the big girl back in time for the county tournament. And if she's in the lineup, they're a much different team.
So, Coach, it's kind of scary thinking only one of those teams can make it out of that side of the bracket and play the winner of your side of the bracket. So it's looking like your team could very well make a good run in this Marion County tournament.
Well, I hope so. I think we're poised at the right time for it.
Well, thanks again, Coach, for joining us. We really appreciate it. We'll see you next week, and good luck this week.
All right, Corey, thank you.
I, for one, always think Coach Lentz has a radio voice. Of course, that's because I'm in radio. And that's going to wrap up another edition of Inside Ben Davis Basketball for this week. Make sure you join us on Fridays at 7 p.m., and we'll have a new episode. You can also catch these uploaded on audioboom.com/, well, just look for us in the search box. WBDG FM is our channel. It's going to wrap it up once again. Speaking for Corey Vervinkt, I'm John Easter, and this has been another edition of Inside Ben Davis.